Hello there, how are you doing?
I'm all right. You're not going to be staring at loads of computer screens all day on a gorgeous morning like today, are you?
No, I hope not. No, there are a few things that we could be doing out and about, which is what we do at the moment. We test a lot of internet connectivity, in fact, throughout West Norfolk, so we might be doing some of that.
Rob isn't only a computer whiz, not only a star archer, but before we talk about Star Archery Week, which is this weekend, he's also a TV star. Very, very quickly. Well, let me tell you, Rob is the and in Ant and Deck, aren't you?
Yes, I'm the and in Ant and Deck. I was on Saturday Night Takeaway a couple of years back, just before the pandemic hit.
You were the dancing dad, and you won that holiday to Florida. What was that like being on the show?
It was amazing. It was a fantastic experience. I got to meet some lovely people, and had a great laugh. It was a bit of a surprise to me, actually, because it was sort of lumped on me at the last minute, a bit of a shocker. But yeah,
it was one of those,
in my opinion,
one of those hidden camera things, wasn't it? Great show, and it was brilliant to see you on it. But this weekend, you're going to be doing something you love most. What got you into archery?
Well, again, this is a good, interesting story, because it started on another TV program called The Big Country Quest many, many years ago. It was basically challenging people to do country work, country fair stuff, and that included to do some field archery. And I went along and I had a couple of plonks on this TV show. And the guy who was doing the archery said, "Cool, you're quite good at this. You ever thought about taking it up?" And there it started.
Amazing. So what's happening this weekend with the Marshland Archers?
So Marshland Archers is an affiliated with Archery GB, and Archery GB for the last 10 years have been running what they used to call the Big Weekend, which was getting people into archery, those who've never had a go before, come along to clubs who have signed up to take part and get involved with some archery.
And it's good fun. I have picked up a bow and arrow before. It was at Springfest over at Springwood High School. And the feeling you get when you hit the board, let alone the target, is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that was a few years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. I remember I was having a little punt around the woodland area around them. I think I did find your arrow. it's great feeling. It's an absolutely, a lot of people love it when they just hit the target. You know, when they hit the boss, as it's called, is one thing. If they hit that gold, you can see the actual joy in their face. And it's a really good sport because it's a low impact sport. You don't have to be super fit. We cater for all ages 8 upwards. As I say, it's a low impact sport, so it's like swimming. So if you don't want to, you know, be super rugged and big bulging biceps and all the rest of it, you can do it that way. But if you just want to go out and have some, you know, fresh air, shoot some arrows, again, you don't have to be super strong or super duper fit, and it's a great way of getting fit as well, to be honest, because you've got to go and collect all your arrows when you shoot. So it's a great sport. I think it's amazing.
And this weekend there's an opportunity for people that have never even picked up a bow to give it a go.
That's right. We've got this big weekend on this week at we shoot at the Wheatfield Forge, Middle Drove in Marshall St. James. And people can come along, a little small fee, come along, have a shoot. Some professional coaches there to teach you how to shoot properly and safely, of course.
And if you want to find out more about it, you can go to our events guide. Check out Star Archery with the Marshland Archers. It's happening at the Paddock over in Marshland St. James. But you guys don't only do this, you guys are a full-on club. How do you become a member, and what kind of level do you need to be at?
Okay, so what you do is we run beginner courses, and those beginner courses run normally two or three times in a year. With that, you will get taught how to shoot bare bow, how to shoot recurve, which is what you see at the Olympics, what you might have seen shoot at the Olympics. And you get to learn every aspect to make you competent in archery, including range, safety, and some simple bow, identifying your bow and arrow kit and whether it's working or not. We do the whole thing. So you do a beginner's course. Once you've passed that, you're competent. Join up the club. You can become a member and you can come and shoot with us when we have our club shoots, which are normally on a Saturday.
One question I have to ask, Rob, for someone that's never done it before, maybe they're a little bit worried, the sport might be dangerous. Just how pointy is the point?
arrows are pointy, as we say, at both ends. So you've got a pointy bit at the front and a pointy bit at the back. The sport, obviously, as it's it is archery, it has its level of dangers. But I can assure you that martial archers, we follow the safety guidelines. In fact, that's one of the core elements of the course. How to keep everybody safe and enjoying the sport in a safe manner.